Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the last verse from today's gospel reading, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is our text. For a couple of summers, my siblings and I raised sheep for 4-H. Being a sheep sure looked easy. Eat grass, roam a little, eat more grass. Give them a good pasture, and they are set. Of course, being a sheep does have its downsides. Sheep can be mean and stubborn. They tend to wander away. Sometimes they get lost or get into dangerous situations. And they aren't known for self-defense or intelligence. Yes, some breeds may have horns, but none of them have claws or fierce teeth. We consider them prey, not predators. But the thing about sheep, when it comes right down to it, is that sheep are pretty simple creatures. Eat and roam and eat. Now, sheep may have a simple life, but I dare say the same can't be said of the shepherd. Those simple sheep need the watchful eye and care of another. That's the shepherd's job. He keeps track of his flock. He provides for his flock. He protects his flock. And his life isn't very easy. There are those predators, those animals that may be out to get his flock, that he needs to protect his flock from. And you don't get very much company, just the sheep and maybe on occasion some other shepherds. In biblical times, shepherds didn't have their own private fields or barns for their flocks. Instead, the shepherd would lead his sheep out to pasture in the open country during the day and then would gather them together into a sheepfold at night for safety. Sheepfolds were enclosed spaces, often formed by rock walls, maybe even a cave on occasion. Usually they had a single entrance to help keep the sheepfold secure from nighttime predators and enemies. Our gospel reading mentions a gatekeeper, perhaps a watchman or one of the shepherds whose job was to guard the entrance. The job may have even included laying down in that entrance, in the doorway, so that nothing could come in or get out of the sheepfold without waking him up. What do the sheep know about all that the shepherd does? Not much. They just do what sheep do: eat and roam and eat. They have no idea how dependent they are, but they are. Their lives depend on having a shepherd who cares for them. Now, you know where this is going. Believers in Jesus are called sheep. Not lions or bears or eagles, as much as we may wish that's what we were, but sheep. That's what we hear in John 10. I like to think of these readings on Good Shepherd Sunday as if they're kind of herding us together and penning us in as a bunch of bleeding sheep. They force us to come face to face with the reality of who we are, whether old or young, rich or poor, male or female. We're all sheep, and we've got a sheep's life. Yes, I'm saying we're that simple and that mean and stubborn, and that prone to wander, and that defenseless, unflattering, but true. And as sheep, our lives, your life and my life, don't depend on ourselves. We depend on the Lord, whether we realize it or not. Now, Scripture mentions some others besides the shepherd, mentions a thief and a robber and a stranger. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who doesn't enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens." I see two main differences between the shepherd and these others. The first is that the thief and robber gain access to the sheepfold unlawfully. They are not authorized to come in or to go out. But the shepherd has the right and the privilege of being with his flock and of caring for his flock. He enters by the normal way. If you see someone sneaking around trying to get in, you can be sure that is not the shepherd, but a thief or a robber. Jesus goes on. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they won't follow, but they will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. The second difference is this bond between the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep know the shepherd's voice, and the shepherd knows his sheep. How well? He even knows them by name. The sheep trust their shepherd. They may be prone to wander. They may be weak and defenseless and rather unintelligent, but they follow the shepherd. Where he leads, they go. He speaks, and they listen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the true shepherd. During his earthly ministry, when he looked out at the crowds, and I dare say even when he looked ahead to us, he had compassion. It says that when he saw them, he had compassion because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He knew that those who were supposed to care for the flock, those who were supposed to give their lives for the flock and feed them and provide for them and keep them safe, had failed. The Pharisees and the scribes were nothing but thieves and robbers. Rather than helping the flock, they did spiritual harm to the sheep. And what was true back then remains true today. False teachers are robbers and thieves who threaten the life of the sheep. But not Jesus. He seeks the well-being of the flock. He seeks your protection and your safety. He is the true shepherd. And he proved that he is the true shepherd by suffering for the flock. St. Peter said of Jesus, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he didn't revile in return. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You see, he did what no one else could do or would do for the sheep. He knows their sin, he knows their suffering, he knows their sicknesses, he knows their sorrows, because he himself has shared them, and he has borne them in his own body. And he shows his worth as a shepherd by giving his life for the sheep. And that's how he earned the right to care for them, how he earned the right to be your shepherd and to carry you forever. And indeed, you are his sheep. What Jesus does as shepherd gives life to us, his sheep, and protects us. This does come with a little bit of a warning. It means that if we lose him or we wander from him, then we lose the life and the pasture that he provides. And what's important for the flock is that we hear the shepherd's voice. Earlier I said that all sheep do is eat and roam and eat and roam. For us that means we hear his voice. And we go about our life and we hear his voice and we keep returning to the good pasture that he provides in his word. But if we stop listening to his voice, then we will go astray and we will be lost and we will lose the good pasture and the safety of his sheepfold. So do we recognize Jesus' voice? And can we tell his voice apart from the thieves and robbers that would do us harm? For there are many of them. Do we know his word? Do we pay attention to it? Do we study it? Do we see how Jesus, the Good Shepherd, cares for us by his word in all its forms, the word preached and through our baptisms and through the absolution and also through his Holy Communion that we so desire to have far more than we can at the present? Now, Jesus also calls himself the door. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Think of the one who lays down in that entrance. "All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." When sin, death, and the devil threatened us, Jesus lay down in the entrance of the sheepfold and he said, "Over my dead body." And he meant it. And when they tried to climb over his dead body to get to us, why, he rose from the dead. Wakened from death, Jesus is not a dead shepherd, but he is a living shepherd, and he is your shepherd still. And he will shepherd you through all things, through this time, through coronavirus, through death when it comes. And then he will shepherd you further into his house forever. So with Jesus as your good shepherd, dear sheep, you are secure. You have eternal, abundant life because it belongs to him and he gives it to you. And he has even gone through the valley of the shadow of death, making a way for you through death into life. So, dear sheep, our life really is simple. Eat and live and eat and live and return continually to the good pasture provided by our shepherd, to his word and to his sacraments. Our life has everything to do with the shepherd and his word, for the shepherd himself, by his life and death, makes it simple for us. He speaks, we listen. He leads, we follow. He lives, and so we have life, the sheep's life, now and forever, through Jesus our shepherd and within his sheepfold. In his name, amen.